All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is George Sukachoff. He is the CEO of Belmont Resources. And George, it's great to have you back again. How are you?
Very good. Always glad to be back here and tell our story.
Yes, and you've got a good story to tell today because you're able to complete the IP survey that we had talked about before. Now you've got the data back from it. So first off, just talk about the survey itself and how excited you were to get this data back.
Well, we went through a series of surveys there, MAG, et cetera, which is, you know, typical. And we're anticipating good results from the IP, and we weren't disappointed. That, in conjunction with all the other data, we've come some excellent targets. We suspect there's something large down there, but ultimately drilling will tell. What's really prominent here is that we have a very major system, something happening in the center with a resistivity low. And on the perimeters, we've got all the characteristics of the geology telling us that there's high-grade copper, gold, et cetera, et cetera. So we're very anxious to get drilling. We hope to get the drills in the ground shortly, actually within in the next month. And also, I'd like to say that this is in conjunction with our current drill program that's already in progress mm-hmm. with at our Lone Star, which we talked about in our last interview. So we're going to have, not too long, we'll have two drill programs going simultaneously.
So, George, it came out here that you had five basically high priority targets. So how did you narrow down what you wanted to look at with the drill program? Or are you going to try to do a little bit in all of them?
Yeah, we prioritize them with the five. So there's, we categorize the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 as far as the quality. Mm. And they are how many different indicators point to it from our different surveys. Is there high-grade sampling of copper gold at surface? Is it supported by a geophysic, either IP chargeability, resistivity low, or MAG underneath that? How many of them? So if there's three indicators pointing to this one location, that becomes a higher priority. So, but all five of these are considered to be high priority. So we'll, and what typically you do, I mean, these are just signatures, which you never know what they really are until you go drill. So when you drill the first one, you get to know, oh, there was that chargeability high. It kicked. Okay, we look for other signatures similar to that because we know it's positive. So it's a systematic approach to it. And of course, it's a numbers game. The more targets you have, the better chance of success, which we have.
And you also in the news release talked about Iron Chief and Betts. Can you talk a bit more about those two?
Well, these are two areas that were historically they in previous sampling, like first of all, very little work is this was a privately held property until we acquired it from a group in Grand Forks. And there are certain areas in there that were sampled that were high priority just in itself and before even did the surveys. The Betts was a former mine or a small little operation which showed a very high grade copper, 4%, 5% copper and gold, et cetera. And the So these were areas that we target, first of all, and then we look to see if the geophysics supports that underneath. We say, yeah, it did, and it supports that it supports the mineralization that was found on surface. So actually, the Betts is the number one target we're looking at. There's some kind of system that we could see from sections, some kind of system visually coming up and feeding what they're finding on surface. So these are really exciting targets. We're really, and as far as the drilling, all our projects in southern BC here, the Lone Star, which is only 13 kilometers south of our Come By Chance, or AJ, which is, we drilled that in the spring of this year, or of last year rather. Mm-hmm. These are all very close to infrastructure, meaning that we have the support in Grand Forks and Greenwood of all the services, which allows us to drill in winter. And that's what we're doing in Lone Star right now, drilling right through winter. And that's what we hope to do with the CBC, or the Come By Chance, we call it. And we hope to be able to drill soon in winter before even the snow clears. And that's the advantage of our location, of our projects.
And last question, George, that is, it sounds like you're gearing up for a pretty busy year. I know you did a lot of work last year on the company itself and trying to get into the field work as well. But it sounds like this is really going to be a big year for the projects.
Absolutely. 2021, we're acquiring the properties, did a lot of the work on it. They're putting it together. And 220 this year, 22 is where we start to drill and start to get results.
All right. Exciting stuff. George, thanks so much for the update. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, there's George Sukachoff. He is the CEO of Belmont Resources.